Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavily on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liquor, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
This is NBA Today, hosted by Malika Andrews, live from Los Angeles.
Welcome to NBA Today. We're planning to start the show with highlights of Steph Curry's brilliance, which we will eventually get to, but we're starting with something that is much more important. A verdict in a courthouse in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Kyle Rittenhouse has been found not guilty of all charges against him. Rittenhouse, 18, pled not guilty after killing two men and wounding a third with an AR-style semi-automatic rifle. The mostly white jury deliberated for 3.5 days before acquitting him. Rittenhouse was facing a life sentence after being charged with homicide, attempted homicide, and recklessly endangering safety. The shootings took place in the summer of 2020 after a night of protests over police violence against black people in the wake of the murder of George Floyd and the shooting of Jacob Blake. The day after the shooting, the Bucks, the Milwaukee Bucks, they voted not to play an NBA playoff game in the Orlando bubble, and three games were postponed. So back in August of 2020, Jacob Blake, a black man, was shot multiple times by a white officer in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Blake was paralyzed from the waist down, and 2 days later, during a protest in Kenosha, Kyle Rittenhouse, he was then 17 years old, he shot and killed two men and wounded another, and he said he was acting in self-defense. He was charged with 6 counts, including first-degree reckless homicide. And then the next day, the NBA postponed 3 games, as did several other leagues. And in January of 2021, the Kenosha DA announced no charges would be filed against the police officer. Blake was also not charged. And a number of NBA players reacted, including LeBron James, who called it, quote, a blow to the heart and to the gut. And then on November 2nd, the Rittenhouse trial started. And today, Rittenhouse was found not guilty on all 5 counts. So now we go to Kenosha, where we're joined by ABC reporter Rena Roy. And Rena, who I'm sure is going to be popping up in just a moment. Hey, Rena, what was the reaction when the verdict was announced?
Yeah, Malika, as you said, this entire country and this city has just been waiting for a verdict in this very closely watched trial. You mentioned the jury took 3.5 days to come to this verdict. So this has been something that's been a long time coming since August 2020. That jury, 12 people, 7 women, 5 men, 1 person of color. You can see right behind us, some people are gathered outside the courthouse, right on the steps there. And you asked about the reaction. Well, it was a very mixed bag. We saw some people jumping up and down out of excitement. Others, though, they could not be more disappointed. And take a look at this video here from a short time ago inside the courtroom. You're taking a look at Kyle Rittenhouse himself, the 18-year-old, reacting to learning his fate. You can see very emotional, in tears, bracing the table out of apparent relief after he was acquitted on all 5 charges. The most serious charge carried a life sentence. But tonight, he will go home a free man. Rittenhouse, as you said, claimed he acted in self-defense when he shot 3 people, killing 2 of them, injuring that 3rd person during protests over the police shooting of Jacob Blake last August. But prosecutors said he had intent to kill, painting him as an active shooter, wannabe soldier who provoked the crowd. So again, this is just a very divisive case that a lot of people have been waiting for the verdict. Again, just to recap, 12 people on that jury finding Rittenhouse not guilty on all counts. And you can see again behind us, demonstrators gathered outside the courthouse. Things have been very peaceful and calm so far, though, Malika.
So how is Kenosha preparing for what might continue to unfold here?
Yeah, so local authorities, they have just been urging everyone to stay calm, stay respectful, urging people to really just watch everything unfold on TV and stay home and stay safe. Right now, police say that there is really no reason to implement a curfew right now or shut down streets. However, they are standing by here outside the courthouse just in case things get out of control. 500 National Guard troops, they are also standing by right outside of Kenosha just in case things get out of hand. Malika?
Thank you so much, Rena. Really wonderful reporting, and we appreciate you stopping by. So several NBA players reacted to the Rittenhouse verdict. John Morant tweeted, he's not surprised at all, shaking my head, and Bam Adebayo tweeted, wow. So joined again by the panel of Richard Jefferson and Kendrick Perkins, and you all saw tweets from the players. You're both former players, but we are all black people. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted to make sure that we created some space for anything that we want to say here before we talk about basketball.
Well, I think that the scariest part about this, like, you know, so many people talk about not being surprised. And if you live in America, if you know the history of America, you're not surprised. I think the scariest part about this is that by saying that he is not guilty, they are saying that everything he did was lawful. And that's the part that worries me. Like, they were trying to not paint him. He was a kid that took a gun across state lines and went and did what he did. And they are saying that that is lawful. So to me, that just makes it, you know, even that more concerning that these acts are being proven that, like, hey, if this is what you want to do and you want to go into a crowd and you want to do this, then, you know, a judge and a jury can find you not guilty. And I think that just makes the tension in these situations even worse.
Perk.
I mean, I'm just with all the other players. I'm not surprised. I mean, you know, what we have been going through, it's just mind-boggling to me, and it's very disturbing that, you know, it's not just a gun, right? We're talking about an AK, something that is very visible, mm-hmm. that, you know, you have intents or whatever the case may be. And I just, to be honest, I really don't want to say the wrong thing because I don't want to lose my job, so I'm going to leave it at that.
I just want to say one thing. And I'm going to borrow it from MacArthur fellow Jacqueline Woodson. And she said, I'm heartbroken, but I'm not stunned. I'm angry, not irrational. I'm done, but not stopping. And that, to me, encapsulates so very well what so many people are feeling today. So take care of those around you. Check in and ask how folks are doing. This is something that is a culmination of so many things, especially in Black America. And there's not really much more that can be said. There's nothing that can be said that makes us any better. More NBA Today coming up after the break.
Now let's talk about the play of the week, the pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavily on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liquor, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Live from Los Angeles, welcome back to NBA Today.
Welcome back to NBA Today. We told you we were going to talk about basketball and Steph Curry highlights. So Zach Lowe joined us, and there's a lot to choose from.
A lot of highlights.
There's a lot of highlights. So Perk, should we, let's get it.
Yeah, let's get it.
Let's get it.
Yeah, wake up, Perk.
So Steph Curry and
up.
The Warriors, they trailed the Cavaliers by 13 at the start of the fourth, Richard, but they have Steph Curry.
Yeah, and I was watching this game, and when you watch the way that the Warriors just continue to put that pressure on you, we're not even talking about just on the defensive end, but when you have the ultimate offensive weapon in Steph Curry, and look, jumping the gaps, doing all these little things, they're making tons of mistakes.
And take a look at the bottom right of your screen there. That's my bottom right. I guess it's the bottom left. Anyways, the Curry counter, 6 points, Cavaliers still have zero, and it's back up.
Yeah.
9 points down to zero.
Yo, it's absolutely ridiculous. You see JB Bickerstaff doing all this. Can. One of the things want to say, this is a very good Cleveland team. They're missing two of their best players, Jared Allen and Evan Mobley, and they were missed tonight because Steph Curry was running rampant all over, inside, outside. It was impressive.
Well, and check out the counter now. 13 points for Steph Curry, 5 for the Cavaliers in the quarter, and it continues to go up. When Draymond Green is passing like that and you have a guy who can finish, as we talked about, his finishing in the paint, when you have the space that he can create,
yeah.
is incredible.
Well, and that's the problem. When you don't have your big men that protect the paint, then you try and stop him from getting outside and trying to get threes. Then he starts getting layups. Once he starts making layups, then he gets out there to the three.
Well, and remember, what's insane about this is this is someone who appeared on the injury report before the game. Here's Steve Kerr afterwards.
Nothing surprises me anymore, and yet I'm amazed.
If that guy's shooting, you feel much better. Curry into the three. Just find him. Give him the ball.
It's still incredible to watch, but you sort of expect it. Maybe that's what greatness is about. He's a special player, special person.
Tonight, he was incredible. The way he took the game over there in that fourth quarter, and that's why he is who he is. That's why he's the MVP of this league. That's why he's been the face of this franchise for a year and has led us to so much success.
I use this comparison maybe last year, but it's like you get into a street fight and you got Mike Tyson on your side. Like, of course, you're going to have all the confidence in the world because, you know, Mike Tyson is knocking people out. If you got number 30 on your team, any team, I think you're competitive. You got the best basketball player in the world.
So Juan Descato-Anderson calls Steph the best basketball player in the world, but he's his teammate, so he's sort of like, that's the contractual obligation to have to sort of say that a little bit. What do you think, Perk?
I can't argue with him. Steph Curry is the best basketball player in the world. I mean, look, at the point guard position, the way that he's dominating. I'm not just talking about scoring. We're talking about a career high right now in rebounds, so he's getting it in the trenches. But when I look at the game last night, it's levels to championship teams, right? And the point that they could turn it on in the fourth quarter after, like, Cleveland had the game in their hands is crazy to me. Like, holding a team to 8 points, an NBA team to 8 points in a quarter, is just like, you know what? Like, at any given time, we'll let y'all think that y'all winning, but we'll just turn up all the way up.
All the way up.
Yeah, you were fired up on the text chain last night, Perk, about that 8 points.
I think my phone is still
vibrating. You were about that 8 points. Look, is Steph the best player in the NBA? Maybe. I think it says something about how great these dudes are that tomorrow night we might say, well, is Kevin Durant the best player in the NBA? And then, well, maybe it's Giannis. Maybe it's Jokic, who we never talk about enough. It's like, is he the best? Maybe. He's been the best this year, but he's just, I'll tell you what he is. He's the most unique. He is unique, period. There has never been anybody like him, and there probably never will be anybody like him.
Okay. Yeah, and so I was a little disappointed because Cleveland has been one of the surprise teams this year, so to not see Evan Mobley, to not see Jared Allen, and you could see their presence was missed, but Steph Curry is ridiculous. One of the things that I like about our league is that you can see matchups. You saw that Giannis was looking at AD. You can see that Steph wanted to go at KD. So these guys, as much as they sound like they're boys, they're all competing to be the best player in the world. So even though they're friends, they still want to kill it. And right now, no one is playing better basketball than Steph on this planet at all.
And that's something that not everybody thought we'd be saying at the beginning of the season. Well, maybe about Steph, but about the Warriors and what that has turned into. And while we've been discussing this here, we've been cycling through some Steph superlatives.
I'm looking at this.
So,
By 12 and the 4 second largest difference in 25 seconds. Yeah, those are
right.
Good numbers.
Is this going to be the whole show?
Literally more impressive than the next. We have enough of them that we could keep going throughout the entire show. But I did want to highlight two of them that stood out to me. Number one, he outscored the Cavs by 12 in the fourth quarter. That is the second largest point differential in the last 25 seasons. And the second one, let's hallelujah and creation space,
my
right?
Cavs, though,
but number two, it was his 38th game with 9 threes. Nobody else has more than 9 such games.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Yeah, you heard me correctly. It was his 38th game. No one else has more than 9. So I think I might know the answer to this, Zach, but which one of those are you more impressed by of those two stats?
I think that one. I mean, that's almost quintuple, quadruple, quintuple.
The math is not math.
Steph's 33, I think. He's been doing this a long time.
So he has more than he is years old.
No. What's crazy is he took 16 threes last night. He's taking 13 and a half per game this season. That would be an NBA record. So even as he continues into his career, it just gets more and more and more ridiculous what he's doing. He's breaking his own records and setting his own records over and over and over again.
Yeah, and that's why everybody gets so scared, because you're like, If Klay Thompson just stands on the court, doesn't do the movement, if he just stands on the court, it's going to open up everything else for those guys. That's why everyone is so high on the Warriors, because you know what Klay brings.
I mean, think about this, right? Like all the Cavs fans and the memories that they have of Steph Curry, last night they actually was chanting MVP in Cleveland.
That was like, what?
They were chanting in Cleveland.
I'll let you talk.
The history that they had, being through all those battles in the finals, they were chanting.
Matthew, tell them the phone. Doesn't want to hear that. No, because this is the thing I need to stop, because real talk, my guy Stephen A, he said something that I completely disagree with about my Brooklyn Nets, and now y'all saying this about my Cavs. At the end of the day,
I got two.
Wait, why don't you say my Warriors?
Because I didn't do anything when I was there with them.
Okay.
You know, they know that. Look, this is my thing. Steph Curry is one of the most popular players in the world, if not the most popular player in the world. Mm-hmm. Kobe Bryant was that way. LeBron James was that way. Those teams have fans that travel. Don't tell me that, the Cavs fans were cheering that or the Brooklyn fans were cheering that. No, there are Cavs fans that travel, like the Cowboys fans, they travel. So let's stop all that, especially when he was disrespecting Brooklyn, talking about there's no culture, there's no this. No. Yeah, I'm getting in my bag right now because I'm a little disappointed.
You're in there.
Great
deep.
Players.
Is there any fun
great
at the bottom?
Players and great teams have fans that travel. Don't say that the home team's fans were chanting that. That's BS.
Well, maybe there's just some locals.
They were not. I know in Cleveland, they were not chanting that. Those were Warrior people that came.
They got
drowned
them out.
They
drowned
them out. Can't say that the home crowd was chanting that. Yeah, if he's cooking like that, you can't drown that out.
Oh, Lord.
My goodness. All right. Well, the Warriors are back in action in Detroit, but they're going to be without several players. Steph, Draymond, Porter, Iguodala, all out tonight against the Pistons, so get a little rest and see what they can cook up next time.
Yeah.
And see what the young guys, what they can bring against this Detroit team. But coming up on NBA Today, the best rivalry in the NBA is renewed tonight in Boston. Who needs this one more? We know what Perp's going to say.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah.
Oh, now we're going to talk about my Celtics and we're going to hear some of that nonsense.
Still never lost a playoff series. The 2008 Celtics starting five when healthy, never lost a playoff series.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code Parlay and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code Parlay. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date lists of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
You're watching NBA Today, live from Los Angeles.
It doesn't get any better than this.
The great rivalries in all of sports.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Wide open look. We're 8 for 18 and we missed like 5 wide open. Those are all gonna fall.
Grant Williams wide open for 3. Got it!
Stop what?
Yep.
Everything we do offensively is with physicality and toughness.
Westbrook hastily into the front court. Flips it up and in! Plus the foul!
The ultimate goal was to win a championship.
Oh! Right down the middle!
There we go, LeBron James! 19 years!
So after LeBron James was upgraded to questionable on the Lakers injury report, LA coach Frank Vogel told reporters at Shootaround this morning that James will be a game-time decision tonight against the Celtics. So here was Vogel earlier today.
He's got great play when he was playing and leadership. You know, I mean, he impacts winning more than any player in this league, regardless of what his individual numbers look like. You know, just both sides of the ball, you know, quarterbacking the defense with his voice and his IQ and his mind and running the team offensively. You know, so we missed probably those two things the most. And, you know, that's what we got in those six games.
So LeBron has missed the Lakers' last 8 games and 10 games overall this season as LA has gotten off to an 8-8 start. Although the Lakers still have the second best odds to win the title, only 3 teams in NBA history have been at 500 or below 16 games into the season before going on to win it all. So here's Ramona Shelburne with more on LeBron James.
I still have a burning desire inside of me to want to continue to win and host Larry O'Brien trophies at the end of the season.
There was a time, not so many years ago, when the idea of LeBron James passing the torch to a younger teammate seemed inevitable.
Kyrie Irving from downtown!
Kyrie Irving appeared perfect for the role.
Hey, I didn't know. Freedom, thank you.
That's great.
But didn't want it. Lonzo Ball was too young. Anthony Davis embraced it and won a championship in 2020.
This historic 2020 NBA championship belongs to the Los Angeles Lakers.
But last year, his body fell apart, and James was back carrying the load. Along the way, LeBron and the Lakers seemed to realize something. His 36-year-old body might not be able to support the weight of a title-contending team, but their best chance to be that championship team is still to try.
I feel confident because I'm the best player in the world.
These Lakers are once again built around James. They go as he goes. And when he's out with an injury, as he has been the past 8 games, no conclusions should be drawn.
We suck. No defense. Can't score.
The Lakers are 4-6 without James this year. Their offense looks disjointed when LeBron is off the floor, scoring 8 fewer points per 100 possessions than when he's on. Their defense has been unfocused, giving up more than 112 points a game, ranking near the bottom of the league. It's like watching the solar system without its sun. But finally, he's on his way back. For how long? No one can say. That's the joy in watching James through these late career years. He's still playing at an elite level.
Chase down! Blocked by James!
Which makes the Lakers championship contenders. There's just no telling how long it lasts, so you have to appreciate it while you can.
Well, the Lakers are going to be in Boston tonight, and we will see whether or not LeBron James is on the court. Words? Mm-hmm. What are words today?
Yeah.
But there are going to be some Celtics who are not on the court, so let me get that out of the way. Jaylen Brown, he's not going to play in his 7th straight game, hamstring. Robert Williams remains questionable, and now Dennis Schroeder is questionable with a left ankle sprain. Mm. So, Perk, you won a championship out that way. What are the Celtics going to need to do tonight to defeat the Lakers with or without LeBron James?
Well, I mean, you know, it depends on which young guy is going to step up for the Celtics, right? Last game you had Grant Williams. He's been playing phenomenal. Every now and then you will see a guy like a Peyton Pritchard or even a guy like Romeo Langford step up. It depends on which one is going to step up. But I will say this. Outside of Jason Tatum, Al Horford has been the most consistent player for the Boston Celtics on both ends of the floor. And you could just tell from coming back from being in Oklahoma City, like, he's embracing the moment again of actually being on the team that he can actually win games. No disrespect to OKC, but
I got the disrespect.
I got the Lakers winning tonight. Like, the Lakers didn't lose.
With or without LeBron.
Yeah, or without LeBron. They didn't lose 2 in a row. I just don't see them dropping 3 in a row. I think Russell Westbrook, Anthony Davis elevate their game. Taylor Horton Tucker has been playing phenomenal. Ooh. I mean, great basketball. So I got the Lakers winning tonight. I'm not a homer.
Yeah, no. You are a homer.
Thanks
but yeah,
for getting that in.
Yeah, no. I think the Lakers, I think they're getting to a spot, right? You know that they're frustrated. You know that they want to play better. And look, I think Bron is coming back. I think they've been very cautious with Bron over this. I don't know if this was not necessarily an 8-game injury. I think normally it might have been probably a 4 or 5-game injury. But it's the beginning of the season. Let's be cautious. So I think getting him back, getting him back does not solve all your problems.
Mm.
You got to play team defense. You got to do all of these things. If you just think that LeBron James is going to come in and fix your effort, fix the late game turnovers. No, they were still dealing with some of this stuff when he was playing. They got off to a slow start. They were better with him, but they still have a long way to go even with LeBron James before they are playing at a championship level.
What do you see there?
I'm interested just in if he plays, what's their starting lineup going to be? Are we ever going to see their centers start? I don't know, but I know Talen Horton-Tucker has certainly earned a look because he's the young guy. If he's shooting threes like this, like it's early, it's 3-4 games, but if he can make enough spot-up threes, he's their best option for a 3-and-D-ish wing next to LeBron, which is like what the holy grail is for them. So I'm interested to see if he keeps playing well. And I agree with Perk. I don't know if they're going to win, but I think they need this game more than Boston. Just the Lakers being under 500 just would feel a little icky, a little weird. Yeah. And the Celtics next two games.
What was his word?
Icky.
Schmoozle.
Schmoozle is not a word. And the Celtics next two games are home games against the Rockets and the Thunder. So if you lose tonight,
right,
you should be able to get the next two.
Right. So let's stick with that, though. If LeBron James does come back, Perk, as the Lakers are sort of trying to reassimilate. And LeBron, we had this lengthy discussion the other day, right, about Klay Thompson. And when he comes back and already having this pre-existing chemistry that maybe you just have him back and that's totally fine and there's nothing you need to do to work on it. What's the case with LeBron here, Perk? How are you going to be looking at that?
Well, you know what? Despite everything else LeBron James bring to the table on the floor, like his stats, his numbers, his leadership, that floor general, like being able to put guys in the certain spots, you know, he's that coach on the floor that Frank Vogel can't beat, right? Putting guys in the spots, calling out defense, recognizing the other team plays, those little things. You expect it out of Rondo, but Rondo minutes haven't been there. You know LeBron James is going to be on the floor. Mm. And one thing also about LeBron James, he loved playing in the Garden.
Arguably his greatest game ever was in Boston.
When Adrian Wojnarowski came on our show yesterday and mentioned just how important he doesn't get to go as often as he did when he was in the Eastern Conference. And so he really gets up for these sorts of games. But, Zach, if you were saying, all right, let's say LeBron James does play tonight, and again, he is a game-time decision, but if he does play tonight, who are you looking at as the second most important Laker to make sure that they secure this win?
It's always Anthony Davis.
Westbrook? It's never Russell Westbrook?
I mean, when you said it was Russell Westbrook last year.
I changed it. That was too much. And Russ played a good game, and they lost still. Yeah. And Anthony Davis didn't play a good game. You guys talked about how Giannis kind of just overwhelmed him. It just wasn't even close. So the second most important guy is always Anthony Davis. If he plays elite two-way ball, and the thing that I always watch with Anthony Davis is he looks like a good jump shooter. His jumper looks nice. He has a nice feathery touch. He hasn't been a good jump shooter. Like, the perimeter touch hasn't been there. And that's always the bellwether with him. Remember when they won in the bubble, he made a ton of monster jump shots. So he hasn't made any threes really this season. I'm looking to see if we can get a little more stretchy Anthony Davis.
Stretchy.
Yeah, look, the Lakers are going to be fine. You get LeBron James, but like I said before, just adding a great player doesn't fix everything. If the Warriors were below 500, like, well, they're getting Klay Thompson back. And it's like, yes, getting Klay Thompson back doesn't fix any problems, but they're cooking right now.
They got no problems.
Klay Thompson, not LeBron.
But I'm saying adding a player, you can't just think that adding a great player, even a leader, is going to solve your problems. So, yes, getting LeBron James is going to make them a lot better, but they still need to clean up so much other stuff.
I don't know. Adding a great player like Kendrick Perkins to a Celtics team,
they would have lost in seven.
Look at the jump hook. Look at that beautiful thing. Is that baby Kareem?
That's trash.
That's a dark skinned
version. Oh my God.
You all snatching the screws out the basket.
What kind of flavor saver you got going on there?
You see the turnaround? Don't try to kill my moment.
I'm not trying to kill your moment. Ew, that's the same highlight.
No, it wasn't.
All the good angles. Yeah. Well, look at that. We're not going to see this lineup, but you can see the Lakers and the Celtics tonight at 7:30 Eastern on ESPN, followed by the Mavs and the Suns. Luka Doncic is out, and the Suns have won 10 straight games. NBA Countdown gets it all started at 7 o'clock Eastern. But next on our show, we have a very special
guest. Hey, guys, it's Iman Shumpert. You can catch me on Dancing with the Stars. But first, I'm stopping through NBA Today. Check it out.
Live from Los Angeles, welcome back to NBA Today.
You know this man as an NBA champion and a high-flying NBA athlete, but what you may or may not know is he is currently dominating Dancing with the Stars. Iman Shumpert has advanced to the finals with his partner, Daniela Karagach, and the big finale will be on November 22nd. But today, we have him on here with us on NBA Today. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
We are excited to have you. So let's start with how you got involved with Dancing with the Stars. What's the story there?
Nothing special. Like, my PR hit me and was like, they're reaching out to see if you want to do it. And, you know, I was like, I ain't doing nothing but working out and hanging out with my kids. You know, I saw it as like within this gap, I wanted to do something. And compete for something. And yeah, they showed me the mirror ball trophy. I told my mama about it. She screamed through the phone. I'm like, oh, no brainer. Mommy like it, we going with it.
Mama like it, you're going with
That's
it.
That's what it's good.
But your wife is a heck of a dancer herself. What was Tiana's reaction?
She was excited that I was doing something new.
Yeah.
She always pushes me to do other things outside of basketball. And yeah, she wanted to see if I'd really commit to it. You know, like, she didn't want me to go on there and try and be too cool or go on there and try and keep a reputation. It's like, go on there and go full out and see if you can win. And, you know, hanging out with DJ Yella, we almost at the finish line.
You guys are almost there. I want to walk through a couple of your dances from Dancing with the Stars. You got a perfect score on this one, which was creepy as all get out, by the way. How much time did you spend perfecting this dance?
All the dances take a week, man. We ran this one. This is the first time we started the double practices, the two practices in one day. So we did a bunch of two-a-days for this one, and a lot of foam roll. And
a lot of foam roll. Be honest,
foam
did you drop her?
No, I actually never dropped her. We probably had one hiccup when production walked past as we were practicing it.
Yeah.
And we had to account for two things, so it's a troublesome fall, but it wasn't, there was no drop. She never has gotten hurt, which is why she keep putting all these crazy lifts in there.
More crazy lifts to come. I'm expecting them at least. But one thing that I learned today is that you are the only, like, person without a professional dance background that is in the finals.
Yeah.
How is that?
Well, I dance on the court. You know what I mean? I got to dance with some pretty good dancers. I feel like Kyrie's a pretty good dancer. Steph Curry's a pretty good dancer. These guys, you know, they got great footwork.
Mm.
And my job in this league has for so long has been, can I stay with those guys?
Yeah.
Can I match those steps? Can I get around those screens? Can I do these things? And when I go through the steps with Daniela, I just try and be as careful as I would have been playing ball. And I think that the work ethic is what shows. It's not really, am I a great dancer? It's, I'm going to work my tail off to make sure that I'm ready to give a great show every Monday.
Well, speaking of working your tail off and the basketball tango, I know you've been really busy with the goal of winning Dancing with the Stars and that title, but another aspiration you have is to win another NBA title. Are you still working towards that, back into the league?
Yeah, I got to get my work in. You know, I just, the disadvantage I have is when everybody goes back. You know, if I don't have a job when everybody goes back, I kind of miss out on that competitive run that we have all summer where I feel like I'm neck and neck and I could measure, you know, how much in shape I am.
Mm.
Usually those guys are hitting their second wind and turning the corner. So I miss out on that. But I just got to keep myself ready. And I think my reputation around the league, just, you know, working my ass off, just nobody's going to say, you know, is Iman going to be ready? You know, is Iman going to be working hard? Is Iman going to be doing the right things to, you know, bring positivity to this ball club? I don't think anybody could question that with my rap sheet. So I'm going to just try and hang my head on that and, you know, wait for the right opportunity. And if it doesn't come, I'll be doing other opportunities until that happens. But I play basketball because I love it, not to wait on a job at the same time.
Well, I have one measuring stick for you if you care to take a walk over and check it out.
Take the walk.
We have a former teammate of yours in studio, and so if you're trying to get back into the NBA, Richard Jefferson, we got him for you.
What's up, G? What's up, man?
Nah, man, we can't call it.
I don't have anything to say to
this guy. Wilson ball.
I did have the pleasure of going and watching him perform in person. So I was impressed, man. I was impressed. Week to week, you got to put in the work. That's all it is.
Hey, man, put me to work, man. I can learn the footstep. I can learn the triple threat. I can do a triple
threat. Oh, you out there and all you're just with your toes out, too. You out there with your toes out. That was the bravest thing.
It was contemporary.
I was like, oh, man.
There was no close-ups involved.
I've seen the toes before. I was like, oh, Shump got the toes out. Okay.
He got his ankles out, as he said.
Our ashy ankles. I got my ashy ankles.
Go ahead and take a shot. See if you still got it in the suit jacket.
No. That's the difference between you and I.
It's okay. I got a great hand.
All right. What are we
best
doing?
Best hands in the business, huh? You got it.
All right. You guys are awesome. Good luck. Vote for my guy, Shump. Vote for him.
Seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
You're watching NBA Today, live from Los Angeles.
So the second game of ESPN's doubleheader tonight is Mavs-Suns, but Dallas is without Luka Doncic for his second straight game with a sprained left knee. And the Suns have won 10 straight games. The Suns are favored by 8.5 tonight against the Mavs, seeking their 11th consecutive victory. That would be the franchise's longest win streak in the last 15 seasons. Phoenix has dominated in clutch time during that streak, so Kirk Goldsberry goes off the charts with more on the Suns' clutch successes.
The Suns are lighting up the NBA right now by winning 10 straight. Phoenix's first 10-game win streak since the Steve Nash era.
Hey guys.
The NBA's hottest team has been especially great in crunch time. Since October 30th, when the streak began, the Suns are 6-0 in clutch time games. Why? Devin Booker and Chris Paul, that's why.
Who would you rather have take the shot than D-Book?
Booker has made 8 of his 10 clutch shots during the Suns' win streak, including this monster triple that put the Dallas Mavericks away for good on Wednesday.
Booker put the dagger three!
But he hasn't done it alone. Out of the 21 clutch buckets Phoenix has converted during their win streak, 14 of them have either been assisted or made by the point god himself. Paul has 9 clutch dimes against just 1 turnover in tight game scenarios since October 30th, and he dominated in the clutch again on Wednesday.
Chris Paul just putting on a show.
The Suns turned a 2-point deficit into a 7-point win in the game's final 5 minutes behind 4 points and 4 huge assists from CP3. Over the last 25 years, more than 170 players have played in 300 or more clutch time games. The only player with a better win percentage than CP3 in those games among that group? Shaq at 64.6%.
That's crazy, man.
If Dallas wants a different result in the rematch Friday, all they have to do is shut down the best clutch time tandem in the league. Good luck with that.
So after finishing off their homestand against the Mavs and the Nuggets, the Suns head out on a 4-game road trip that will finish with a Big Apple back-to-back against the Knicks and the Nets. And after that, the Suns will play 2 of 3 against the NBA leading Warriors. So take a look at the schedule. Think about it. I'd say memorize it, but we got it in our hot little hands over here. Don't take that from me. Rude. When will this streak end?
Me? Okay, look, I'm going to say really honest. Give me a paper back. It can end at any point in time because when they have one of the
getting on our BFF Chinee about answering questions.
This is what I was going to say. I said that their schedule is crazy tough. My point that I was going to make is that they will not make it past the Knicks, Nets, Warriors. They're not going to make it past there. So their winning streak at max is 2 or 3 more games.
That's nice and convoluted and wishy-washy, Zach.
Yeah, I didn't get an answer there.
Yeah, here.
I'm going to be specific.
Please.
I'm going to be specific. Nets, Warriors, maybe Nuggets. No, the Suns are getting to 14, and then they're going into Madison Square Garden. I can just see Tibbs is going to be fired up. The crowd's going to be crazy. I think it's the Friday after Thanksgiving. The Knicks are going to shock the Suns. Maybe not shock, but they're going to end the Suns winning streak at
sometime in New York.
A Friday, Saturday night.
Sometime in existence. You leave things somewhere in New York. Where are you leaving it? Please.
You know what? I think they. I know. I feel like they get this win tonight against the Mavs. Although playing the team back to back, the
same Porzingis
team
has been playing
is pretty tough. Mm-hmm. But I feel like it's going to end this Sunday against the Nuggets. Okay. The Nuggets always compete with the Phoenix Suns, and like it goes into overtime in the regular season. And I can see the Nuggets trying to get some get back from last year
from the first game
swept.
Of the season.
Yeah.
First game of the season.
Yeah.
So New York is undefeated. Look, the streets
Which
are going
New York?
Be on, both of them. Brooklyn and the Knicks. You got a Friday, Saturday night in New York?
New York.
I'm sorry. Them streets is undefeated. And they go into the city. They feeling good. They popping bottles. They eating all
popping
the
bottles.
Oh, they getting crazy. Them young boys, they got a lot of new money, too. There's some new money out
My
there.
Heat packing district.
Heat packing district. That's where it's at.
All right, we're in L.A.
We're talking about New York, so let's go coast to coast, and let's start with somewhere in New York. Kevin Durant will miss tonight's game against the Magic with a right shoulder sprain. This will be KD's first game missed of the season after being out for 37 games last season. So, Perk, big deal, little deal, no deal.
It's a big deal. I mean, without Kevin Durant, what would the Nets be right now? So it's a huge deal, and that just means James Harden got to step up.
James Harden's going to have to step up.
Yeah. I actually, this is why I like it. I don't know what that noise was. I think it's an opportunity for James Harden to get some more reps, and I think he's going to – this could help fuel him.
All right, well, let's go to the 76ers, where last night they were still without Joel Embiid, but they snapped their five-game losing streak at Denver. Seth Curry scored 20 for Philly, while Jokic went for 30, 10, and a cool 7 in a losing effort. How big of a win was this for them, Richard?
It was a huge win, because when Joel gets back, you don't want to get too far down in these standings where you – possibly have a second round matchup with the Knicks or with the Nets or someone like that.
Oh my gosh.
I'm all over the
place. All right, let's go to our friend Jimmy Butler. He became the third player in Heat history with consecutive 30.5 assist games. He joins LeBron, D-Wade. The Heat handled the Wizards, their second consecutive double-digit loss following their 10-3 start. So Zach, big win for Miami.
Yeah, big win. They had their whole team or their whole starters. Tyler Herro didn't play. It was a rare time where they had their whole starters. I'll tell you this. Jimmy Butler, sneaky MVP candidate.
Nine free throws a game for Jimmy Butler.
Everyone's whining about the Bulls. Not Jimmy Butler.
Well, the Jazz beat the Raptors thanks to 20 points from Rudy Gay in his season debut after missing the team's first 14 games with a heel injury. So the Jazz improved to 10-5, good for third in the West. So, Perk, what are you liking about the Jazz right now?
They're getting their identity back. I said this after last game, right? They started off slow. It was a close game. Then all of a sudden, the second half, they took off. Donovan Mitchell, you know what I'm saying, handled his moves. Rudy Gobert, he did his thing. You know what I'm saying? You couldn't hear what he did.
You looked at me and you was like, he caught me.
I didn't want to talk to you.
All right, I just mentioned the Jazz, and Zach, in your 10 things column on ESPN Plus today, you focus on Donovan Mitchell. So what do we need to know about how he's playing?
Still recovering from Rudy Gobert.
Rudy Gobert. However you want to say it.
Donovan Mitchell, we think of people, once they get as good as Donovan Mitchell, as like a finished product. He gets like a little better every single season. And this year, I think his passing has reached a new level. It doesn't show up in assist numbers because they have so many playmakers on the team. But if you look at some of these subtle passes, like, look, you got to press Donovan Mitchell up high. Those little long-distance lobs, he's hitting that pass more this season. He doesn't have great lob chemistry with Rudy, but that's when he's got. Look at this. Fake out one defender, ball fake, little slip to Hassan Whiteside, who's playing really well for the Jazz, by the way. Just little subtleties. Last night, the Raptors tried to blitz him, and instead of overdoing it, just make the simple pass and let the Jazz machine, the Jazz blender, take over. You cannot blitz the Jazz. All they have to do is make the simple pass. Here's another one. I think it's Kem Birch who's going to blitz him way up high. Look how high these screens are. That's really hard to deal with. Just make the easy pass, and look at that. It's 4-on-3, and from there, it's just big
dad.
This is how the Jazz just kill you. And again, Hassan Whiteside, take your time, just make the simple play. Don't overdo it. He just gets a little better every year, and just the passing is really nice.
He gets a little bit better, but Perk does it with his
Now they got two Rudy G's playing for their team. What do you think about that?
Hey, Rudy Gay's a big kicker.
I mean, I had to put the extra on it, right?
Yeah.
You had to put the extra on it, right? My goodness. We're going to have some more NBA today after the break.
Get it together, Malik.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We got a bunch of guys that knows what it takes to win. We need Russ to be Russ. That's why we got him.
One of the most beautiful releases I've seen.
Carmelo Anthony, star of the night.
We all know how great Anthony Davis is.
AD for a spectacular dunk.
I have to prove to my teammates that I am the leader that I say I am. The ultimate goal is to win a championship.
So here's a look at tonight's nine-game schedule. We've talked about the ESPN doubleheader with Celtics, Lakers, Mavs, Suns. Also, Warriors are in Detroit, missing a whole bunch of people. Steph, Draymond, Iggy, Porter Jr. But it should still lap. It should still be a fun one over in Denver, where the Bulls finished their five-game road trip. My preference, my game that I'm watching tonight.
Which one?
I'm going to watch Detroit and the Warriors because I want to see Cade Cunningham, what he can do against this Warriors squad that's obviously missing quite a few guys. But also, this is when you get to see some run for those guys. You might not know when you're going to need to rely on them, and they can get out and do their thing
a little bit.
You.
I got you.
What do you think, Zach? Who are you looking
for? I'm going chalk. I'm going Bulls Nuggets. Just the Bulls continue to traverse the rough and tumble west. And Bulls Nuggets is like, at some point, Lonzo and Jokic are going to have, like, the game's going to stop, and they're just going to have a full court passing contest, like, one after the other after the other.
Right. Who can get it there? Yeah. Me?
Oh, what? Watch it. No, I think. Who was I saying? Indiana, the Pacers. I want to watch
you
the Pacers.
You were talking about it I all break. The, we I know. I want to be talking about
no,
it.
Because I was talking about the Hornets. Okay. I'm really excited about the Hornets. I am on the Hornets bandwagon right now. I believe if they stay healthy, they will make it to the second round of the postseason.
I'm going with the Magic and Nets. No Kevin Durant. The Magic just came off an impressive win against the Knicks. This young group is playing hard. I want to see what the Nets made of.
Okay, come on.
Somewhere the Magic faithful that have been in my mentions are so happy that you just said that. They are so happy. But I do want to, Devin Booker was tweeting, I saw him tweeting earlier today, like, I remember when we had one national television game all year, and now, like, can't get enough of them.
You make the finals.
Yeah, you make the finals.
That's
happen.
How things kind of start to
you win regular season games and then go to the postseason the next year.
That's when you start to see that type of stuff come to fruition.
He didn't know because he's been like 8 years in the league. He was like, whoa, wait, we can play on national television?
Well, and now all over the
place.
Now
all of them.
Well, we are not going to see you guys on Monday, but we will see you all on Tuesday. NFL Live is coming up after us. But this weekend, make sure just to take care
of it. Swagoo.
It's been a little bit of a tough day.
What up, Orlovsky? I got RC.
Mina.
Laura, Mina, let's go.